Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about building an email database. There's talk in the marketing stratosphere that email marketing is dying, but I can categorically say this is not true. Every time I send an email to my database, I'll either get views to videos, I might get people listening to my podcast, I could get sales calls booked in the diary, I can get email subscribers reaching out and saying how much they resonated with my content, and if I'm promoting one of my lower ticket offers, I can make sales directly off an email I send out. If it were not for my list, I would struggle to have joint venture opportunities reach out to me, and I would just be relying on third-party platforms. So, before I dive into building an email list, let me just share with you what I mean by third-party platforms. If you think for a moment, what platforms do most people use to get clients? For example, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And yes, you'd be right, these platforms are brilliant to help you get clients. But there is one very important thing that we have to understand. These are third-party platforms. They belong to other people. We do not own these platforms. Your presence on these platforms are at the mercy of others. Only last week, Instagram and Facebook went down. And this is when we see that Facebook and Instagram is inaccessible. We can't post on it. We can't get onto it. We can't talk to anyone. And it's just so frustrating, especially if it is your only way to promote your services and go out and get clients. It was only a few months ago that my Facebook profile got hacked and I was unable to use Facebook or Instagram for a month. Actually, I think it was more than a month. I think it was 2 months. This was a primary channel for me. And if I didn't have an email database, I would have been affected very negatively. I would have been invisible to many people. I wouldn't have got clients during this time if Facebook had been down and I didn't have my email database. And I couldn't have kept in touch with all of the people that were following me. Luckily, I could keep in touch with people though. I had 12,000 email subscribers and could still communicate with them, share value, and make sales. A practice built solely on social media marketing is precarious, and this is why we have to use social media to build our audience and then very quickly, and I mean very quickly, get people from social media to your email database. I'm not a viral influencer, and I imagine you're not either. I don't have 100,000 followers on social media. I built my success on having a strong email database of loyal subscribers who want to hear from me week in and week out. One of my biggest regrets was when I took my foot off the pedal and stopped focusing on list growth every single week. When you're running a professional service firm, the training to become a professional service provider doesn't include the fact that you need to build a database, an email list. It doesn't include any marketing at all. So if you've not started your email list building yet, I urge you to make this an absolute priority. Without a database of prospects, a database of people who have put their hand up and said that they're interested in what you've got to say, you're going to struggle to grow your business advisory practice. You want to be able to attract the right people towards you and have them in your world, a world that you own, not a world that Zuckerberg owns. The goal of your social media should be to enhance your visibility to your potential clients. And yes, you can use it to nurture those potential clients. But most importantly, you want to use what I call the pincer process, which is social media on one side and email on the other. So what you're doing is you're promoting on social media and using that social media to invite people to your email list and then emailing people on your email list. So you are what we call omnipresent, which is everywhere people turn, there you are. This way, if Facebook or Instagram goes down or if LinkedIn goes down, you're not going to freak out because you're unable to get your webinar filled or sales calls in the diary. You don't want to rely on social media to fuel the growth of your practice. And you will have heard me say before, social media is a tool. It is not a strategy. Now, before we do a deep dive into how to build your email list, I want to be clear on one thing. You will not build an email database if you look and sound like everyone else. So you need to spend time getting clear on what makes you different and what you stand for. Once you are clear on why you are different from others and the number one pain you help those people overcome, then you can get to work on building your email database. When I first started working with Finance Pros, I talked about marketing and sales. But after a couple of years, my differentiation was gone. My clients started to become my competitors. They'd do my program, and then they would start to market to accountants and teach them how to do marketing. And more people entered the profession selling, "I can get you more clients." So I had to pivot my message and how I was helping other people. Otherwise, I was going to carry on fishing in the sea of sameness. And gosh, that is hard work and disheartening. Nothing is worse than being compared on price, as I am sure you are unequivocally aware. I want you to think of two oceans, a red ocean and a blue ocean. The red ocean is large and it's full of sharks feeding off your potential clients. It's bloody and murky and not a fun place to be. Now imagine a blue ocean. It's clear and serene, and when you are in it, it feels calming and full of opportunity. You can see your potential clients swimming around and they can see you too. You know who is a good fit for you in the blue ocean. You want to be fishing in the blue ocean, not the red ocean. This is why before you do any marketing, you must make sure your ocean is blue. So getting clear on your marketing message and then shouting that marketing message to everyone in your blue ocean is the point of marketing. You need to repeat your message over and over again to everyone who swims past you in this blue ocean. And you yourself need to swim past your ideal client multiple times and whisper in their ear that you can help them. Just as a side note, I had to Google if fish have ears when I was mapping out this episode for you. The answer is they do, but they're hidden. Anyway, I think I took that analogy too far. When you have a consistent message that ideal clients want to hear, you can then develop the bait to hook them. So the first tactic you need to build your email database is to create what we call a lead magnet. You might not know what a lead magnet is, so let me give you a quick overview. It's a piece of free content that gives your ideal client a quick win before they become a paying client of yours. It's how you magnetize your lead towards your world. Your lead magnet will often share a valuable strategy, maybe a number of valuable strategies. When I work with clients in the Business Advisor Academy, we work on the paid offer for a client, but also the lead magnet offer. And this often has 9 strategies in it. When we create this free lead magnet, we do not worry about giving everything away. We focus on demonstrating that you have insight and expertise into specific problems and pains. And you offer this valuable resource as bait in return for one very valuable thing that your potential client has, their email address. So you create this lead magnet. We recommend a PDF guide, a PDF document of some kind, and then you share it with your audience. It is super easy for people to download and easy for people to consume. And then those who download it are like, "Wow, this is so good." And they are impressed. It was free and they got value. And then these new leads start to wonder about your paid advisory offer. And they go, "Ooh, if this is what I get for free, what would I get if I actually worked with them?" And this is why it's so important to have people on your email database. Another way that you can build your email list is to run a webinar. Again, this webinar is a free event. People sign up for your free event and get on your email list. This webinar could be a pre-recorded free event, but I personally recommend live events because it makes building a relationship with attendees of the event much easier. You can get to know your audience a little, and they are going to get to know you and your personality. If you have ever been on any of my webinars, you know that it is a two-way conversation. The first event I get my clients to run in the Business Advisor Academy is an event around their signature solution. Now, both the webinar and ebook are what we call bait. They are very different types of bait and ask for different levels of commitment from people. Some people want a quick win, so we'll download the ebook, whereas Others might already feel they know a lot about you and are happy to sacrifice their time to see what your offer is. They want to talk through their problems and possible solutions and have you available to answer any questions they might have. These people are the ones that we would call in the buying zone. They're probably further along the customer journey than those who just download your PDF guide, but this isn't always the case. There are none so queer as folk, so whilst there is a normal pattern, there is always someone who steps outside the norm. So let's recap. We've got two tactics that we can use to build your email database: your ebook or your PDF guide, and a webinar slash event. Now we need to get your ebook and your webinar in front of as many people as possible. So let's discuss some of the options available to build your email list and take people from strangers to loyal email subscribers. The obvious place to start is with social media. You can promote your ebook across your social media channels as a call to action at the end of your social posts. And when it comes to your webinar, there are event tools on LinkedIn and Facebook that will help you fill your webinar. Neither are perfect and they can be quite fiddly, but with a structured step-by-step plan to leverage these tools, you can get a nice, healthy number of people signing up for your webinar or event. If you write articles for LinkedIn, you can have a LinkedIn to your PDF and webinar at the bottom of all your articles. Another way that you can get people to sign up for your ebook or webinar is to leverage other people's audiences. This could be through promoting either or both when you are interviewed on a podcast, for example, or if you are invited to speak on someone else's webinar or someone else's stage, you could then promote your ebook. If you speak on stage, you could direct people to your ebook or webinar at the end of your talk, or you could even mention it at the beginning of your talk. Leveraging other people's audiences is a great way to build your email database. If you want to build your email database fast, then you could promote your guide via Facebook or LinkedIn advertising, although sadly, this is a lot more expensive than it used to be. I remember the good old days when it used to cost me 40p to get an email address and have someone sign up to my email database. Now, I will happily pay between £3 and £5 for an email address. Don't get me wrong, this doesn't break the bank because I've done my numbers, and I know that I get a 4x return on my investment. But if you're newbie to advertising on Facebook, it can be a pretty thankless task and a waste of many thousands of pounds. I paid an agency once to do my Facebook marketing for me, and I was down £15,000 in less than 4 months. And I have stories from my clients that have tried outsourcing Facebook advertising, and it's cost them as much as £50,000 with no return. And another point that I want to make here: the game of being a business advisor is the game of just having a few high-value clients, so you do not need a database of 100,000 potential clients unless you're playing the low-ticket game. So the three ways that I've mentioned are organic marketing, which is your social media, partnership marketing, which is other people's audiences, and paid-for marketing, which is exactly that, marketing that you have to part with cold, hard cash for. Now, personally, partnerships are my favourite. However, partners tend to like a partnership that are a win-win. So they like you to already have a list that they can promote themselves to, as well as you promoting yourself to their audience. Most of you will probably start slower than you like, and this is by posting on social media. The impatient of you will try advertising, and sometimes it will work. And then once you have a list, you can start to team up with partners and cross-promote your content. And there you have it, the two assets you need to build your email database, which is a PDF guide or an ebook, and a webinar. And the three ways you can build your email database using these tools is social media, partnership, and advertising. I cannot stress enough how important that it is for you to focus on building your email list, and I do hope that this episode has given you some food for thought. Remember, you want to fish in a blue ocean, and when you have found your blue ocean, you can cast your bait. I wish you all the best with it, and if you have any questions, do message me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I look forward to speaking with you in the next episode, and for now, I wish you a good day or good night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.